Farage quits electoral politics, but battle against communist China and woke brigade continues. By Kurt Zindelka on March 7, 2021. Nigel Farage announced on Saturday night that he would be stepping away from electoral politics and standing down as the leader of the Reform UK party, but vowed to continue his fights against the increasing influence of communist China in Britain and the woke agenda sweeping the West. Just over 2 months after the United Kingdom's genuine departure from the European Union, Mr. Brexit has declared that his fight in electoral politics are over. Former Brexit Party MEP Richard Tice will be taking over as the leader of Reform UK. Speaking with The Telegraph, Mr. Farage declared, "There is no going back, Brexit is done. That won't be reversed. I know I've come back once or twice when people thought I'd gone, but this is it. It's done. It's over. Now's the moment for me to say I've knocked on my last door. I'm going to step down as the leader of Reform UK. I'll have no executive position at all. I'm quite happy to have an honorary one. But party politics, campaigning, being involved in elections, that is now over for me because I've achieved the one thing I set out to do. To achieve the independence of the UK," Farage proclaimed. "Brexit was a grassroots rebellion and it was my honor to lead those grassroots. Without a single person of real influence in this country advocating leaving the EU, we still got to the stage when a referendum was called. And that is a remarkable thing," he said. Following the initial victory of the 2016 EU referendum, Mr. Farage stepped down as the leader of the United Kingdom Independence Party, UKIP, saying, "I want my life back." Mr. Farage would be thrust back into electoral politics in 2019. However, with the formation of the Brexit Party, amid fears that the Westminster establishment would overturn the results of the referendum, the party achieved success in its first election, dominating the European Parliament elections and winning 29 seats, the most of any party. The humiliating defeat for the ruling Conservative Party ultimately foreshadowed the downfall of anti-Brexit former Prime Minister Theresa May. In an address given on his YouTube channel, Mr. Farage said that had he not launched the Brexit Party, he believes the United Kingdom would not have left the European Union. The Brexit leader said that while he is stepping away from the grind of electoral politics, he has no intentions of retiring from the political sphere altogether. Mr. Farage said that there are lots of other things that I want to fight for and campaign for. In particular, the increasing influence of the Chinese Communist Party over our whole way of life and once again the British establishment effectively have sold out to it. In January, the Brexit leader said that with the completion of Brexit, his next campaign would be to end Britain's reliance on the Chinese dictatorship. Mr. Farage said that the CCP represents an even bigger challenge and a bigger threat to our independence, our way of life, than the European Union. Mr. Farage also pointed to the woke agenda being pushed by the education establishment in Britain, which he said is teaching children as young as 7 years old to hate this country, adding that pupils and students are not being taught critical thinking but instead are being propagandized politically. He also said that he plans to continue his work on social media, in particular on YouTube, where over the past year he has worked to expose the growing migrant crisis in the English Channel and the bungled response from the notionally conservative Tory government of Prime Minister Boris Johnson. "I have built up over these years quite a considerable social media platform. I've got reach. So I want to go on influencing the debate. I want to go on changing debate. But I can do that without going out and fighting elections," Farage said. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.